show at East Coast FM. It seems that there's two separate marches planned in Wicklow Town this weekend in relation to an unease felt in the town at the Direct Provision Centre. And we're joined now by Wicklow Municipal District Cahirlach, Paul O'Brien from the Labour Party. Hello to you, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Declan. Thank you for having me on.
Good morning. Will you be taking part in any of these marches on the weekend?
No, Declan, but I just want to say something first, and I promise you I will answer that question in more detail then. I just want to thank the Gardaí, in particular Superintendent Declan McCarthy, because they played a blinder in this, as far as I'm concerned. They've been proactive. Yesterday they had Garda Katie Martin, and as we all know, Garda Niall Baz Kennedy. They were in the Grand Hotel yesterday. They gave a talk, an information meeting to the residents. I believe it was well attended and was taken on board, so I just would be remiss of me not to come on, Declan, and thank the Gardaí, who have, I say, have been absolutely wonderful in this and communicated through every moment of this situation with the councillors. To answer your question, Declan,
but hold on, I just want to find out, what was the Garda's role in all this? Why were they going to the Grand Hotel?
Well, first of all, the Gardaí weren't, they're like us, the local representatives, they weren't informed of this. It happened overnight. We've been liaising with the Gardaí, so look, and it was put to me last night, why were the Gardaí here in the Grand Hotel? The Gardaí in Wicklow Town and throughout their district are very proactive. They were at sports events last Saturday with kids. They go to a lot of things like the Christmas old folks party they organise every year. But I suppose it's to allay the fears of the town that is out there, and to speak to the residents about the town and to allay their fears as well of what's happening.
And what is happening in the town? I mean, from the residents, are they getting involved in anything in the town? Is there been antisocial behaviour from Direct Provision Centre? What's been going on that the Gardaí would need to be involved?
No, well, definitely at the end of the day, we all know what happened 2 weeks ago now. It's coming up to 2 weeks ago where there was a fight on the street. But I've been reassured by Declan McCarthy, the superintendent, that the Gardaí will police matters inside and outside the hotel. But there's no point in ignoring the subject either. We need to work together. We need to communicate. And I applaud the Gardaí for what they've done.
What's the perception of the Direct Provision Centre in the town that could go wrong in the town from having it there?
What's the perception? Well, look, I've read the comments on social media, and a lot of the perception and a lot of the rumours going around are actually false in relation to the spiking of drinks. That didn't happen. In relation to other things, that didn't happen. Yes, there has been a few minor incidents, and I'm not trying to downplay them. It shouldn't have happened, for women have been yelled at and shouted at. That should not happen.
By whom?
By the residents. There's no point in denying it that it didn't happen. It did happen. No more so than some of our friends and colleagues in Wicklow have shouted at women. It's unacceptable. It should never happen. But at the end of the day, they are minor. I'm not here to tar everyone with the one brush. There's a lot of good residents down in the Grand Hotel. I feel sorry for them as well. But there's no point in hyping it up to something that it's not. And to answer your first question, Declan, because I'm not going to shy away from it, the answer to your question was, will I be attending any of the marches, either on Saturday or Sunday? And the answer is no. I came out quite clearly on Sunday evening on social media to say I would not. I gave my reasoning behind it. The far right are organising the march on Saturday.
Who are they? Who are they?
Well, I'm not going to name him. I think if you go...
Oh, no, don't name names. But who?
It's a new party, I believe, Ireland First. I'm not going to name the individual that's...
How many representatives have they got?
Sorry?
How many representatives have they got?
They have absolutely no public representatives throughout the country. And in my opinion, they'll never have any public representatives and never should have any public representatives. Some of the rhetoric is just off the wall and off the charts. But just in relation to Sunday's march, that's been organised by concerned locals, who have a legitimate right to peacefully march. And I am not condemning that march whatsoever. I don't want my opinions on two marches to be blurred. The reason I'm not attending the second march on Sunday is we all saw what happened in East Wall the other night. And even though there's well-intentioned people from Wicklow Town going to march on Sunday, my fear is they'll be infiltrated by people from the right who have no interest whatsoever in peaceful march. Don't forget, Declan, the people from the far right don't have concerns, they have hate. And I think it'll bring a terrible bad name onto the town when we don't need it. East Wall was up in lights the other night for all the wrong reasons. I certainly don't want happen in my town.
And what's the concerns? You said concerned residents. Concerned about what?
Well, the concern, you know, at the end of the day, this goes back to poor communication from the government, the public representatives, and an Garda Síochána Síochána. You change the Grand Hotel from a Tier 1 to a Tier 2 overnight. You bus people in overnight. Of course it's going to lead to fears because people don't know. And once there's a silence there, that silence has to be filled by a void. And unfortunately what's been happening in Wicklow is that void has been filled by the far right and their hate. It's also been filled by rumours, which is unacceptable. And then there has been a few incidents like the fight outside I've just described that doesn't help matters either. So of course there's going to be concerns. But I got a text off a lady this morning thanking me for my updates because she now sees there has been a change in the last 2 weeks and she feels a lot safer in Wicklow.
But just one fight? I mean, is it like O'Connell Street in Wicklow and because of people from direct provision getting involved in fights? Is it like that, what we saw on the telly?
No, look, Declan, there was a fight outside the Grand Hotel 2 weeks ago and I'm going to be very blunt and very honest about it. You know, Declan, I've been on several times to talk about my other hobby, refereeing. I've seen worse fights on the football pitch. You know, as someone said to me the other day, you think Wicklow had never seen a fight before. You know, we have to put things in context and we have to stop blowing them all out of proportion. Yes, there was a fight between two individuals from the Grand Hotel. If someone said to me, if you put three people from Wicklow, Rathnew, Ashford, Glenealy, they'd fight within an hour. But we still have to stop blowing it out of proportion. Yes,
so it wasn't like O'Connell Street and it wasn't like what happened to Ballyfermot?
No, Declan, no, and I have to be... But
there are other fights going around as well. We get texts all the time of people saying people get followed into pubs or followed home and they don't feel safe at 4 o'clock in the morning, and which people are entitled to be safe at any time. These sort of things, are those things happening?
But there's rumours of it, and I'm on here to dispel some of those rumours. I have spoke to a few decent people that have experienced some uncomfortable behaviour. And that's not acceptable. Out straight away, I'm condemning it. I'm not having it in my town. To say it hasn't happened before would be a lie as well, right? As someone said to me last week, I'm a man. So, you know, I don't understand the fear that has been out there among women. Declan, we all remember two murders up in Sligo. Two members of the LGBT.
Yeah, but let's just concentrate on...
No, Declan, just let me finish this, sorry, because I do understand the fear. I'm a member of the LGBT community. I understand what it's like to have fear. I know what it's like to be bullied. I know what it's like to have people saying nasty things to me. So I'm not trying to downplay what's happened here, Declan, but at the same time, I'm trying to be reasonable and fair in what I'm trying to do.
Okay, leaving out this far-right allegation and people who have another agenda... people might make a comparison between the town before direct provision and the town after it, and if there are unsocial events happening, they say, well, why can't we go back to the way it was?
The way it was before, Declan, is that I remember 4 years ago when it was announced that the Grand Hotel was going to be turned into a direct provision centre. My good friend, Councillor Gail Dunn, arranged a meeting up in St. Patrick's GA Club, and there was uproar over it. And let's call a spade, there was uproar over that. The people came in and they got involved in the St. Patrick's Day Committee, the Tidy Towns. They were lovely. They were absolutely lovely. And the sky didn't come down around us, so it didn't. In terms of what's happening now, there's been a few minor incidents that's been dealt with very effectively by the guards. And I'm confident from talking to the guards that if there's any future incidents, both in or outside the Grand Hotel, they'll police it. And I think we should let the police and the Gardaí, do their job.
Get loads of text people looking for vetting, whatever that means. What do you understand by vetting? Do people get vetted when they come to live in Wicklow Town?
From outside the country?
From anywhere. You go into Rathnew, new house in Rathnew, do people get vetted?
No, they don't.
Okay, what's the difference of people looking for vetting for... the direct provision centre?
Well, look, again, I'll bring up my refereeing in the sense that...
I'm asking you from what you pick up on the ground being a councillor, what people are saying. Why they want vetting?
Well, simply is because, and again, I don't want to bring up the far right again, and I won't. They want reassurance, I say, when they hear vetting, that the people are coming in from a different country. They want them vetted. There is a slow process in vetting people. I think it's more of a reassurance. Okay, they were vetted. And they were brought in and everything is okay. But it's not a racism thing. It's not anything like that. it's in the reassurance that people are vetted.
So vetted, like, is that when they work around children or what? Don't we vet people for working in sports clubs and things like that? Yeah. What is meant by vetting?
Well, as I say, it's people coming in, and if they have a criminal background in their countries of origin, especially if it's serious. You know, I'm not talking about not having a TV license or, you know, a parking ticket. If people are vetted, it should be if they're serious concerns and committed a serious offence in their country abroad, that should be vetted. It should be highlighted. And obviously, if there is people with serious criminal records in their own countries, they shouldn't be let into this country. And again, I'm not being racist in saying that. I'm on here as a measured public representative. That's my interpretation of vetting.
Okay. And what did the Gardaí say about that?
The Gardaí have been, as I said, I'm going to speak wonders with the Guards, because they have said there is a small amount of vetting that goes on. Obviously, the numbers coming in. But they've had gone up to the ground. They've inspected the documents, and they've had absolutely no issue whatsoever in terms of vetting the limited resources they have. And that's where they're coming from on it.
Right. And how long does the process take to look at people coming in seeking asylum to see if they're going to be granted refugee status? How long do we know that that takes?
Well, the first thing I'll say there, it takes far too long. You know, I've seen some of the comments saying Ireland's full. It certainly isn't. You know, we had 8 million people in the country before the famine. We're now up to 5 million. 1 in 4 people in this country weren't either born in the country or the sons or daughters of that were brought, you know, that came into the country. It takes far too long. As I say, it's 6 months, I believe, is that before these people can even apply to get a PPS number or a job. I sit on Wicklow Tourism Board. I'm not going by data and facts. I'm listening to the people, Declan. There is a chronic shortage of chefs. There's a chronic shortage of skilled labour and unskilled labour in this country. That's a fact, and I'm not going to have that disputed. I believe there's one of the residents in the Grand Hotel is a qualified chef. Because of the system, he can't work for at least 6 months. The whole system needs to change. I believe it's been poorly managed, Declan, and I think it needs to be looked at again, which again would allay people's fears, I think.
You're into a difficult situation for people who make these decisions, that somebody arrives in Ireland, and because we happen to be short of a particular skill, that they get granted some sort of settlement status. But they've come in, you know, just to having, you know, arrived. They don't apply for visas beforehand or anything like that.
Of course, Declan, and it's a complex issue. And I'm not here to downplay it and say that it's an easy, you know, to come in with, you know, all sorts of false papers and things that I don't know. I'm not an expert in this field, and I'm not claiming to be. What I do know is, Declan, that my grandfather was very lucky. He was the only one of his family, the way Barry's sister, to stay in Ireland. You know, my great uncles, 3 of them, 1 ended up in Scotland, 2 ended up in the UK. Isn't it a good job that this conversation didn't happen then? We all remember. I'm a lover of history, Declan. I remember looking at the books and seeing the signs. You know, no blacks, no Irish, no dogs. My God, are we really going back to those days, Declan, where we're going to embrace that? I live in a multicultural society where we respect the laws, and that's the society I want to live in. I don't want to live in a society where there's nothing but hate and division. We've seen the rhetoric in Bray. We've seen the graffiti. We've seen the rhetoric on social media. And that's not what I want to be part of. I want to be part of a positive community, making a positive change with those that want to do the same as me.
And Wicklow Town, your town, is it a racist town?
Absolutely not, Declan. And this is a clear message that I want to send out. The vast majority of people that are commenting on a negative basis are not people from Wicklow Town. The people from Wicklow Town are the most welcoming people you will ever meet. We made the people feel like kings and queens when they arrived and they got involved, as I said, in St. Patrick's Day Committee, the Tidy Towns. Wicklow Town is the most loving town. Look at Declan, I've experienced the love of Wicklow Town. I came out of the closet, as they say, over 20 years ago. Wicklow Town didn't run me out of town, they embraced me. My family embraced me, the town embraced me, and they will continue to do so. The people of Wicklow are far from racist. Some people have concerns. Those concerns have to be addressed, and I'm sure they will be addressed. But to say that we people from Wicklow Town are racist or anything else is a complete fantasy. And I'm not saying you're saying it, Declan, but you know, I love my town. I can't underestimate, like, the people of Wicklow have been so good to me. I'm trying to repay that by being a public representative. And I will never have a bad word said about the people of Wicklow.
That's the Cathaoirleach of Wicklow Municipal District, part of Wicklow County Council, Councillor Paul O'Brien. Thanks, Paul. Good morning
to you.
Thank
you, Declan.